we're there. It's gorgeous. There's nobody there but these three chatty girls. We have our own row, which I love. I love it because, as I mentioned, I'm nuts. I can't have people sitting around me. I got a bubble. Daddy's got a bit of a bubble. Can't have people sitting too close. So it's me, empty seat, and then Jeff. And again, that's there because too close. Weird. Creepy. Don't like it. I also found this out, Chris, in the last 2 years. I don't know when this started. I can't have people sit on my left. That's a true statement. I used to be able to. I could sit. There were times, years, I could sit in the middle seat in an airplane and not fucking bitch. Now I have to sit on the aisle. My wife and I, she hates it. We haven't seen a movie or a play from the center of a theater in 2 years. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like I forget the person's there and it's. I don't know what happens. But it's literally. I wish I was making this up for humor. I'm not. But it's like, hey, so what's going on? Oh, what the fuck now? Every time. It's literally like I got to get horse blinders so that I don't see somebody over there and I can just, hey, I'm having a good time, right? Be like Secretariat, enjoy a movie by 15 lengths. Some morning DJ showed up to give his comment on that. Hey-oh! So, I appreciate it, sir. It was positive energy. That's what we're looking for, brother. I don't know when the hippie showed up. So Asuke and I are at this thing, Chris. This may or may not be the longest story in the history of stories. I apologize. There's a good chance Asuke shaved his beard off and regrew it by the time I'm done with this story. Shaved it off, regrew it, joined a ZZ Top cover band, shaved it off again, joined the reband as the drummer. So. You know, Frank Beard's the only guy we know! ObviousTrivia.com. Now. We're there. The coming attractions. You people seem to love movies in this area. Out of the two of you, one is gone. Some good-looking movies coming up. Dan, can we agree on that? Some good-looking films coming up in the spring and summer here. So we're watching the coming attractions, and I've got the popcorn. Delicious. A little butter, a little salt. Delicious it up, as I like to say. And so we're watching this, and I'm giving it that little tilt so that Jeff can get some popcorn. So a little tilt, he's grabbing some popcorn, a little tilt, popcorn, we're enjoying the popcorn, we're enjoying the trailers, we're getting ready for this film. The movie starts, the lights go down, gets a little darker, we've all been there, gets a little darker. I tilt the popcorn over to Jeff, and he throws up an arm at me like this. And Jeff, I didn't tell you then, I'm going to tell you now from the safety of the stage. A little rude. I couldn't tell you in person because I admittedly a pussy who hates confrontation. I do it up here where I can go, hey, I'm kidding, kiddo. Very rude. Yeah, I bought it. You eat it, you son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, Dan, this can't be what really happened, right? So I offer it again. No, I was right. The Heisman came at me a second time. Son of a bitch stiff arms me. It's like, well, that can't be. I must be misreading the signs here. So I offer it a third time. Doesn't want it, drops a Hall & Oates on me, no can do. Yeah, he can't go over that. No. No can do. He can't go, no. No can do. M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-V-E. That's the method of modern love, Chris. I do that second one so you know I know more than one Hall & Oates song. I know them all. I'll tell you that right now. I'll challenge you to a Hall & Oates trivia contest if you want to. Kick your ass. Watch out, boy. Chew you up. I beat everybody. You know who I beat last month? John Oates. That's why he doesn't have the mustache anymore. Said to him, John, I win. You shave off the Selleck. You don't see him with a mustache anymore, do you? Goddamn right you don't. So we're watching this movie. We're watching this shit-jack creature, violent, not very good. And I can't, we're watching this thing, and maybe it's the greatest movie ever seen. I don't know. I can't focus on this movie. Girls, go ahead and talk as loud as you need to. There's only some subtleties that need to be heard by the entire crowd, but that's cool. So I'm there. I've got the popcorn. We're watching this thing. He doesn't want any more. I can't take it. I'm in my head having this fight with myself. Like, I wonder why he doesn't want popcorn. That seems weird. Second ago, he's eating the popcorn. Maybe he's full. Full? He had Thai food. He's starving. What are you talking about, full? Having this fight with myself. So I finally say to him, I go, Jeff, why don't you want any more popcorn? He goes, you fucked it up. Too much butter. I'm like, God damn it, it is my fault. So now I'm sitting there watching this shit movie with a tub of popcorn on my lap with a hole in the bottom of it, and he won't take any more popcorn. That was a long way to go. Short time to get there. Come on, baby, where's that bandit run? Me mining down, loaded up bedrock. Theme from Smokey and the Bandit, folks. The late, great Jerry Reed. I don't know, did children just come in playing in Cowboys and Indians? What just happened? That was bizarre. You know what's even more bizarre? This little move I was doing. Look at that. Why was this happening, Dan? I'm either seeing a movie or singing the theme for Smokey the Bandit. No reason invisible bicycles should show up. Look at that. But look at that ab work, huh, ladies? Take a look at that ab work. Look at the ab work! That's solid abs right there. May or may not have just given myself appendicitis. I don't know. Don't know if you could do that by poking. I'm not familiar. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be a doctor. I take a lot of medications over the counter, a lot of OTC. But I am not a doctor. What do you want to do tonight? I'd like to go and talk nonstop during a gentleman's performance. Are you reading my mind? It may be a little rude. I don't give a shit. Oh, gee. Oh, Danny! Dan! God damn it! Guess I won't drink.